With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The State Health Department has removed 27 children from a youth treatment facility called the Ranch for Kids in Northwest Montana, citing, quote, serious allegations of egregious, chronic, and persistent child abuse and neglect, unquote. Corn Kids Kearney reports.
The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and State Justice Department criminal investigators helped the State Health Department remove the children from the private ranch located just east of Eureka Tuesday. The children are now in the custody of the State Department of Public Health and Human Services. Health Department Deputy Director Laura Smith says the children are between the ages of 11 and 17 years old. She says in June, the agency received a tip on their 24-hour child abuse and neglect hotline, which led to an investigation.
The investigation into the ranch involved information from multiple witnesses, including law enforcement, previous students, previous staff, Forest Service, and a variety of individuals, including neighbors in the area.
DPHHS officials say their report of allegations include staff using excessive discipline, including 15 to 20 mile walks on remote Forest Service roads in harsh conditions, withholding food, shooting a nail gun at a student, and prolonged isolation. DPHHS gained regulatory oversight of 14 private adolescent treatment programs, including Ranch for Kids, less than a month ago, after a state law legislators passed earlier this year took effect. Again, Laura Smith.
The Ranch for Kids, their operating license as a facility is merely suspended right now.
The Ranch for Kids did not answer a phone call from Montana Public Radio seeking comment before this story aired. On its website, the Ranch for Kids describes itself as a, quote, compassionate treatment program for children of all ages challenged by fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and reactive attachment disorder, unquote. The State Health Department says it made the decision to remove the children from the ranch and suspend the ranch's license to prevent future abuse. A department spokesperson said the agency won't release information about the children's current whereabouts, but, quote, they are in a safe place, and that is what is most important, unquote. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.